It's Five for Friday on June 30th. I curate out five things every Friday that are worth weekend reading time for people interested in public sector operations in general and public procurement specifically. First, you may have seen individual state announcements on new broadband funding, either in your LinkedIn feed or your local news. This all came from President Biden's announcement on $42.5 billion in funding being made available through the BEAD program, which stands for Broadband Equity Access and Deployments, and is described as a bold step towards universal high-speed internet access by 2030. Second, the National Association of State Procurement Officials has a new blog post out on the missing worker, which goes into detail on some of the issues around staffing shortages. And this is something that's real, and it's something that we work on with clients all the time. Third, NASCA, which is the State Chief Administrators, had a great panel on government being an employer of choice. Notice a theme. If you're interested in that presentation, then it is on demand and available on YouTube through the link in the post. Fourth, a majority of public sector procurement leaders responded they lacked the resources to properly allocate and utilize federal funds for IIJA, which was the Infrastructure and Jobs Investment Act, according to a survey produced by iValua, a software provider in procurement. An interesting read and an opportunity to reflect. Of course, most of the IIJA money is very construction-oriented, so maybe it's speaking to a particular competency gap in that area. I expect they'll put out something that digs in a little bit more to the detail. And then finally, I was really happy to be able to announce three new team members this week. Cheryl Olson from Florida, Limares Ramos from Puerto Rico, and Wanda Pugh Trice from North Carolina all joined our team and have fit right in and are ready to get going after we all get back from hopefully a long weekend with the July 4th holidays on Tuesday. So if you do have to work on Monday, I hope that it's light for you. And otherwise, if you used a vacation day or you had off like we will at Civic, then I hope you have a four-day weekend that you can enjoy and relax. So with that, happy Friday. Hi, it's Dustin Lanier. Thanks for listening. Please find me on LinkedIn for original public sector operations content every week. And please reach out to me if I and my team of procurement professionals at Civic Initiatives can help you be a public procurement change agent.